This abortion procedure is called a menstrual extraction. This abortion method is performed very early in your pregnancy. The suction generated by this vacuum pump will suck out everything in your uterus, including your torn up baby. I mean the torn up fetus. No dilation of your cervix is needed with this abortion procedure. This procedure is called a suction abortion. We use this procedure during your first 3 months of your pregnancy. A suction tube that is approximately 27 times more powerful than an average home vacuum cleaner is inserted into your womb and your baby. I mean the fetus will be torn apart, limb from limb, and along with the placenta, be deposited into the attached waste bottle. If any of your baby's body parts are too large, I mean if any of the fetus's body parts are too large, I will remove them manually. This abortion procedure can damage a woman's uterine cavity, resulting in scarring and infection, and in some cases, parts of a woman's intestines were sucked out. This abortion, this baby-killing procedure, is called a DNC. What I do here is dilate your cervix, and I insert a curette, which is a loop-shaped knife, into your womb to cut up your baby, I mean fetus, and scrape your uterine lining to detach the placenta. Profuse bleeding then follows. This abortion procedure is called a dilation, an evacuation, or a D&E. We use this abortion procedure during your second trimester, which is approximately 14 to 26 weeks. Due to the larger body of your baby, I mean fetus, and the increased toughness of your baby's tissues, I mean the increased toughness of the fetal tissues, your cervix needs to be dilated more, and your baby girl, or your baby boy, I mean the fetus, is dismembered by grasping onto the fetal body parts and then twisting and tearing them off. This is called a D&E. Yes, we then crush your baby's skull and we snap its spine to make removal easier. I mean we then crush the skull and snap the spine of the fetus to make removal of it easier. We then need to do an ultrasound, and an assistant is needed to account for all of the baby's body parts. Sometimes to soften the tissues of these late second trimester babies, I mean fetuses, we kill them 24 hours before your abortion. We kill these babies, I mean fetuses, by injecting urea into the amniotic fluids, which the baby, I mean the fetus, will ingest and be poisoned and burned to death, or we rupture the membranes and cut the umbilical cord, which will cause your baby, I mean the fetus, to bleed to death. This abortion procedure is called a saline, prostaglandin, and urea instillation. In this abortion method, I inject a concentrated salt solution, or urea, into the amniotic fluid surrounding your baby. I mean surrounding the fetus, which your baby girl or your baby boy, I mean the fetus, will ingest and cause it to be poisoned and burned to death. Prostaglandin will then be injected into you to cause uterine contractions to expel your now dead baby. I mean to expel your now dead fetus. Another abortion method is known as the pill. You may utilize this abortion method up to 8 weeks of your pregnancy. You will take a mifepristone pill at your clinic. The pill will cause an end to your pregnancy. Between 24 and 72 hours after the first medication, you will then insert misoprostol pills into your vagina, causing your uterus to contract and expel your baby. I mean expel the fetus. I mean expel the blob of tissue. A follow-up appointment is required to make sure the abortion was complete. Occasionally, more than one follow-up is necessary. If you choose this abortion method, you must live within 2 hours of a hospital. Many women prefer the abortion pill because the process feels more natural and private. They can decide where they are when they go through this, quote, experience, such as staying at home. Side effects of the second medication can be cramping, bleeding, diarrhea, and nausea. The IPAS syringe, or early abortion with manual vacuum aspiration, or as we call it, an MVA, is usually done around the fourth to fifth week of your pregnancy. In this procedure, we can perform an abortion using a manual aspiration device called an IPAS syringe. Similar to the suction abortion, the IPAS system consists of thin, flexible tubing. But instead of using a machine to create the suction is created by a handheld syringe. This procedure usually only takes about 5 minutes to complete. Your aftercare is the same as a suction abortion. The availability of this procedure is at your doctor's discretion. You may also have a hysterotomy or a hysterectomy abortion procedure performed. As with a cesarean section, your abortionist will surgically open up your uterus and remove your baby boy, remove your baby girl, and the placenta. I mean, remove the fetus and the placenta. Your baby, who could usually be saved even as early as 21 weeks, is simply left in a little stainless steel surgical pan to die. Now, this procedure is known as the partial birth abortion. This procedure is used from the fourth month of pregnancy to the ninth month of pregnancy. A full-term, healthy baby that poses no danger or threat to their mothers whatsoever. What I do here is use ultrasound to locate your baby's legs. I then use forceps to pull your baby's legs through the birth canal, or should I say, the death canal, delivering it feet first, except for its head. I then use scissors to kill your baby by stabbing it to its head until it dies. And a good indication that your baby is dead is when it stops grasping out. Who might it be grasping out for? Yes, a good sign that it is dead is when it quits grasping out with its hands and stops moving its legs. I then widen a stab wound at the base of your baby's skull to insert a suction tube into your baby's head to suck out your baby's brains. Your baby's skull will then collapse, and your now dead baby is removed. And if you request to hold your now dead baby, I mean fetus, I mean your baby, we would wrap it in a little blanket. Put a tiny cap on it to cover up the stab wounds to its head and hand it to you to hold for a little while. We then take your baby, I mean the fetus, to the morgue. And if you request it, your dead baby girl, your dead baby boy, will be placed in a little coffin. Little blankets, tiny caps, and little coffins. Suction, pills, injections, poison, burning, cutting up, bleeding to death, twisting and tearing off body parts, crushing skulls, snapping spine, stabbing it in the head, rupturing membranes, cutting the umbilical cord, putting it in a pan and just letting it die. This is what abortion is. Killing babies is what an abortion does. And this evil is what pro-choice supports. My precious pregnant sister, there has never been anyone who God loves more than He loves you and your baby. That's why He sent you this message, to get you both to safety. That's why He sent this message to you to this day, for your rescue, for your baby's rescue, and most importantly, for your salvation. Yes, out of God's love for you, He sent this message to you, for you and your baby, but more importantly, out of His love for you, He sent His Son for you, that if you would believe in Him, you would not perish, and neither would your baby, but you would have everlasting life. Yes, you've heard it before. You've heard this many times before. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. No one can serve two masters, for either she will hate the one and love the other, or else she will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God in riches. Therefore I say to you, my precious daughter, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will put on. Is not your life more than food, and your body more than clothing? And look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of much more value than they? So now, beloved daughter, by worrying, can you add anything to your life? So why do you worry about clothing? And consider now the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O you of such little faith? Therefore, do not any longer worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles do seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things. But seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble, daughter. And a little while longer now, the light will be with you, my precious daughter. Walk will you have the light. I, Jesus, am your light, lest darkness overtakes you. She who walks in darkness does not know where she is going. Now will you have the light. Believe in the light, that you may become a daughter of light. Oh yes, she who believes in Me believes not in Me, but in Him who sent Me. And she who sees Me sees Him who sent Me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in Me should not live in darkness. And if anyone hears My words and does not believe, I do not judge her. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. She who rejects Me and does not receive My words has that which does judge her. The word that I have spoken will judge her in the last day. I am the resurrection and the life. She who believes in Me, though she may die, she shall live. She who loves her life in this world will lose it, and she who hates her life in this world will keep her life for eternal life. If anyone serves Me, I, Jesus, let her then follow Me, that where I am, she will be also. And if anyone serves Me, her My Father will greatly honor. Now, my beautiful daughter, if you abide in Me and in My word, you are My disciple indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. My sheep hear My voice,
and I know them, and they follow me. I gave them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone or anything snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given you to me, my precious one, is greater than all. And no one and nothing is able to snatch you out of my Father's hand. Daughter, sister, beloved, I am the bread of your life. I am that bread, the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and never die. I am that living bread, that living bread which came down from heaven. And if anyone eats of this bread, I, Jesus, she will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the whole world. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, I, Jesus, and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise her up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. She who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I abide in her. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so she who feeds on me will live because of me. Daughter, I am your bread of life. She who comes to me shall never hunger, and she who believes in me shall never thirst. Now most assuredly I say to you, she who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. The hour is now, when the dead hear the voice of the Son of God, I, Jesus, and those who hear it will live. For the hour is coming when all who are in the grave will hear my voice and come forth, those to good who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and women love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone participating in evil hates the light, lest her deeds should be exposed. But she who does the truth comes to the light, that her deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. She who believes in me is not condemned, but she who does not believe in me is condemned already, because she has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, daughter, do not any longer labor for that food that perishes, but for the food that endures to everlasting life, which I, Jesus, will give to you, because God the Father has set his seal upon me. Now this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son, I, Jesus, and believes in me, may have everlasting life, and I will raise her up at the last day. Precious one, understand that I have not spoken to you on my own authority, but the Father who sent me to you gave me a command of what I should say to you and what I should speak to you now. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak to you, just as the Father has told it to me, so now I tell it to you. She who has the Son has life. She who has not the Son has not life. Now be sober, my sister. Now be on guard. For your enemy, for your baby's enemy and my enemy, as a vicious, starving lion walks about you and your baby, seeking to destroy you if he may. Be on guard to this devil's abortion and his servants who are these pro-choice. God says of them, that they are of their father the devil, and the desires of their father is what they want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of lies. All pro-abortion, all pro-choice are of their father, the devil. And now, precious sister, there is a group that God warns you about, a deceitful, wicked group that he also wants you to be on guard to and be very sober-minded about. They call themselves pro-choice Christians. God wants you to know that they are ravenously hungry, evil, vicious wolves disguised as sheep, that it would have gone better for them that a great heavy millstone were hung about their necks and they were thrown into the deepest parts of the sea than that they should try to lead you astray, to influence you to do evil to your baby and to yourself and against God. God also says of these so-called pro-choice Christians that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall be allowed to enter the kingdom of heaven, but they who do the will of my Father in heaven. There will be many who will say to me in that day, their judgment day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Then I will say to these who claim that they were mine and were pro-choice, Depart from me, for I never knew you. Depart from me into hell, you who practice lawlessness. There has never been anyone who has ever lived that God has loved more than he loves you and your baby. For God so loves you that he now sends to you his only begotten Son, that if you accept him into your heart and believe in him, you will not perish, and neither will your baby, but you will have everlasting life with him. When God made you, he put his plan for your life with you, and he set aside the time of your salvation, the time for your coming to Jesus and confessing your sins to him and asking him to forgive you of them and asking him into your heart as your Lord and your Savior. The time that was set aside for your salvation is now. Amen.